真羔羊配得。我们今天有这样的特权，可以聚集，可以高举他的名。祝大家有一个蒙福的大年初九。也愿大家对神的爱也是长长久久。
And prayer to may you desire to lead another into God's household enduringly and eternally.
也带着一颗祷告的心，希望大家可以把其更多的人带到我们的大家庭，也能够长长久久。
Jesus tells us, make disciples of all nations.
耶稣对我们说过，要使万民做他的门徒。
He tells us to lift up our eyes and look at the fields, for they are ripe for harvest.
他也说过，当举目向庄稼观看，庄稼熟了，可以收割了。
Not only do we walk humbly with our God,
我们不仅仅是自己谦卑的与神同行。
Let us actively invite others to also join in the humble walk with the Lord.
让我们也积极地邀请更多的人来一起与神同行。
So during the retreat, the church retreat at Ridgecrest a few years ago,
几年前我们到山上开一个退休会。
During the afternoon recreation,
在那个星期天下午的自由活动时间。
Many of us braved the steep slopes of one of the hills to get to the viewing platform.
我们有一些人呢，非常勇敢地爬了那个陡峭的山，然后到达了那个观景台。
The beautiful Blue Ridge Mountain Range, in all its layers and colors, was the reward for the effort.
我们看到了美丽的蓝极山脉，那个重峦叠嶂，五彩斑斓，是我们这样的一个爬山的最好的回报。
But, and can we just acknowledge that that translation really was that was really amazing?
用了几个成语，不好意思。
Okay. It's hard to follow after that. Okay. But, so, that's the reward. The 重峦叠嶂 view. That was the reward.
就是那样美好的景色是对我们来说是一个非常辛苦爬山的一个很好的回报。
But not so much for one grandpa.
但是呢对一个老爷爷来说呢好像不太够。
Who immediately upon arriving at the platform said this.
到达观景台之后呢他马上就说了这样的话。
What? All the huffs and puffs to see this view?
就说哎呦我们气喘吁吁地爬了这么久就来看看这个。
We have far more majestic mountains back home in China.
就是在中国我们有更漂亮更壮观的山。
He has seen better.
因为他看过更好的。
And I believe him.
我也确实相信他说的。
And I feel for him.
我也就能够感同身受。
Because it wasn't an easy climb.
因为那个爬山是爬得很辛苦。
But then when you have seen a grander view as he has.
但是如果你曾经看过更为壮观的景色。
Even if the view before you is grand.
即使面前的景色已经很棒了。
Well, the grander will make the grand look ordinary.
那么更为壮观的景色就使眼前的景色相形见绌。
Because the Blue Ridge Mountains, they look gorgeous.
蓝极山呢看上去是很美丽的。
But I suppose compared to 黄山, it is not much in comparison.
但是如果比较中国的黄山的话呢它就不是那么俊秀。
So perhaps if the same grandpa would travel into the Scottish Highlands.
如果我们假想一下这位老爷爷去到苏格兰。
Such as Glencoe.
看到了这个哥兰克高地。
With its imposing mass and sculptural forms.
看到这种非常巨大的然后那种鬼斧神工般的那种雕刻。
Right now you can't really see because the light is causing the exposure to be quite a flare.
因为我们这个屋子很亮所以大家看不太清楚这个景色的壮观。
But if you're to put a human person in,
但是如果把一个人放进去的话
It is about a pixel size in that picture.
看上去就是那么小小的一个点。
And if you see the white just to the right of the picture,
如果大家看到右边那个白白的那个东西
That's a group of coaches, of buses.
那是一队的那个车。
Oh yes, now it's clearer. And so you would see that it is a very different form from the Blue Ridge Mountains.
你会看到它的这个行程和那个就是很平缓的蓝极山是不一样的。
It truly is breathtaking because it looks like it's something from a different world.
就好像是一个来自就好像是一个不同世界的景观，真的是让人们叹为观止。
So maybe, just maybe,
也许
the grandpa would arrive here and say, "Now we're talking."
有可能那个老爷爷如果来到这里的话，他就会说啊，这才像个样子。
I'm okay to climb 30 minutes up the slope, huffing and puffing, and see this grander view.
他也许会说，嗯，这个景色就值得我花30分钟气喘吁吁的爬这个山。
Backtrack almost 3,000 years ago.
我们现在回溯到大约3000年前。
A prophet by the name of Isaiah saw the grandest of grandest.
一位名叫以赛亚的先知，他看到了那个最壮观的、最美的。
Not the mountains.
不是山。
But the maker of the mountains.
而是这个山的创造者。
He saw the Lord.
他看到了神。
We're told he saw Adonai.
他称呼神是那个全能至高的神。
And Adonai means the sovereign one.
这个英语单词就是说那个至高的有主权的。
He has the ability as well as the authority to decide on things and to do things.
他有这个能力，他也有这样的权柄来决定一切的事情，并且实现他的决定。
In Isaiah 6,
在以赛亚第六章
the prophet of God came face to face with Adonai.
这个神的先知他和神面对面。
And he shares with us his encounter with the holy God, the one and only God.
他在这里呢，第六章他就讲述了他与这个神的唯一真神的这个经历。
The maker of heavens and earth.
这个天与地的创造者。
Whose glory fills the land.
他的荣光充满全地。
And prophet Isaiah shares with us just how his life of service was transformed.
以赛亚就向我们展示了他的服事的生命是怎样得到更新。
His place as a prophet was renewed and empowered upon knowing that God is holy.
当以赛亚知道神是那位圣洁的神，他的生命还有他的服事就全然的更新，而且更加有力量。
Having seen Adonai,
见到了这位全能神之后
，Having seen the greatest of greatest.
当他见到了这个伟大中的至伟大者
There is no other he could commit his life for service.
他不可能再委身于任何一个其他的东西
And he is now committing himself to the one who has the mission. He is not committing himself to the mission, but the one who has decided on the mission.
所以他就委身于神让他去做的事
When we know God to be absolutely, utterly holy,
当我们知道神是绝对的、全然的圣洁
that He is the grandest of grandest,
他是那个至伟大中之中中的至伟大者
we too, like Isaiah, will say to God, "Here I am, send me."
我们就会像以赛亚一样，也对神说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父
by your Spirit,
借着你的灵
help us to understand your truth,
让我们能够了解明白你的真理
and help us to demonstrate our understanding by enacting your truth,
让我们借着活出真理来表明我们真的明白
awake our souls through your holiness,
让我们的灵苏醒看到你的圣洁
so that we will be a missional people,
所以我们会成为一个传福音的子民
As you are our missional God
正如你是那个传福音给我们的神
May you increase and we diminish
愿您兴盛愿我们衰微
By the sending name of Jesus we pray and ask
借着耶稣基督传播的名我们这样祷告祈求
Amen
Amen
Please hear the proclamation of Isaiah 6 verses 1 to 7
我们来一起看以赛亚书六章一到七节
First in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文读，再用中文。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another,Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, and with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from with thongs from the altar, with it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for."
以赛亚书六章一到七节，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华！他的荣光充满全地。”因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：“祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。又因我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华，有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
Let us read verses 2 to 3 together.
让我们一起来读一下二三节。
其
上有撒拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Let us also read verse 5 together.
我们也一起读一下第五节。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。
Praise be to God.
愿颂赞归于神。
Our Lord has spoken through his servant Isaiah.
我们的神借着他的仆人以赛亚向我们说话。
May we receive the words in humility and obedience.
愿我们存着谦卑顺服的心领受这样的话语。
Isaiah lets us know that we will say to our holy God, "Here am I, send me."
以赛亚告诉我们说，我们必对我们圣洁的神说，我在这里，请差遣我。
We will say to God, "Send me, because holy is He."
我们会对神说，差遣我，因为您是圣洁的。
We will say to God, "Send me, because woe is me."
我们会对神说，差遣我，因为我们是那个有祸的。
The combination of the two prompts us into committed service to the God who is holy.
就是这两样，神是圣洁的，我们是有祸的，加在一起成为我们一个动力来顺服神。
Holy is He.
他是圣洁的。
In his vision, Isaiah heard the proclamation, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty."
在异象中，以赛亚看到天使的呼喊，就说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华。
Here the nature of God is revealed as holy.
在这里神的属性被揭示出来，就是圣洁。
That God is totally, utterly different.
神是全然的、完全的，是不同的。
All we can really say in our language is that He is different.
我们用我们的语言所能描述的就是他是不一样的。
Because we don't have a fullness or specificity to describe God.
因为我们的言语没有丰富到足以描述神的属性。
But that we have the word holy to remind us that He and us, we're not the same.
但我们用圣洁这个词来表示神和我们是完全不同的。
Isaiah is told that he saw the Lord Almighty.
天使告诉以赛亚说他看到了万军之耶和华。
The Lord here is God's personal sacred name.
在这里Lord 就是这个主这个词是神的一个名字。
And this is the personal name that God revealed to Moses when Moses says, "Who am I to, who are you that, and what am I to tell the people who has sent me?"
这也是当初当摩西问神说你是谁，我怎么样来告诉你的名 我和你说话呢，这个神用这样一个很个人化的词来形容他自己。
Isaiah tells us that he has now a very personal encounter with God who gives his personal name.
而在这里呢，以赛亚也是告诉我们说，他和神有一个亲密的这样的一个见面，然后呢，他来告诉我们神的属性。
That God is I am who I am, that he defines himself.
神是自在永在，只有神才可以定义他自己。
And we're told that he is the Lord Almighty.
而在这里我们被告知说神是那位全能的神。
Isaiah is brought into the commanding presence and power of God.
以赛亚进入到了一个与神同在的那样一个大有能力的那个状态中。
So we know that the Lord is unique because he is holy.
我们也就知道神是独一无二的，因为他是圣洁的。
When we say that he is holy, we say that he is distinguished from or he is separated from.
当我们说神是圣洁的时候，也就意味着说神他与我们分隔，他是独立开来的。
There is no other comparable being.
没有任何一个可以与他相比的这样一个所在。
Later on, Isaiah would say, "With whom then will you compare God? To what image will you liken him?"
在后来第四十章也提到说，你们究竟将谁比神？用什么形象与神比较呢
？And God would Himself say, "To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal?" says the Holy One.
神自己也说，你们将谁比我？叫他与我相等呢
？Is that our God?
那是我们的神。
Is that the God that you and I profess to believe in?
那就是我们宣称我们所信靠的神。
That he is one and only in your heart, there is no other.
在我们的心里只有那样一个唯一的神，没有其他任何东西。
Are you saying that God, yeah, he is good for certain things, but then I have other lords that dictate how I live my life?
我们不能够说哦，在我们的心里神确实是在他很好，他掌管一些事儿，但是在其他的方面我有另外的神来教我怎么做。
Is God holy to you?
对你来说神是圣洁的吗
Do you see him as holy, holy, holy?
你有没有看我们的神真正的意识到他是那位圣洁圣洁圣洁的神
This in Hebrew writing tells us that this is the most emphatic of most emphatic.
在希伯来文里边这就是一个最强的一个强调方式
That we are to take notice because this is the supreme truth about God.
我们必须要在这里非常留心，因为他在这里是非常的强调了神的属性。
That there is no other.
没有任何其他的。
And this truth is grandly, totally true.
而这个真理是完全的、绝对的真理。
This is the only time in the Bible that you see a threefold repetition.
这是在圣经中我们所唯一看到的，用三个词来重复表达。
A scholar wrote that this is.The truth about God's holiness is so much that, and it's so beyond human thought that a superlative has to be invented to express it.
有一位学者这样描述到，就是说，因为神的圣洁是如此的强，所以希伯来人他必须要发明一种方式，一种表达方式来强调这一点。
So if you are to translate into English, if we are to highlight and bold and underscore and pack capitalize the word and throw in a whole range.Of exclamation marks, that will still be an understatement about God's holiness.
换句话说，如果我们用英文来表达这个概念，我们可以划线，让它这个字儿是粗体，或者是全部用大写字母来写这个圣洁这个词，后面还加上一百万个惊叹号。即使如此，这些还不足以表达神的那个圣洁。
Is that our understanding of holiness?
我们对神的圣洁的了解达到这个程度吗
No worries, it's still music, it's still good.
不用担心那个有点铃声。
Is that where we are getting to when we say that, yes, my God is holy?
当我们宣称我们的神是圣洁的神的时候，我们是不是在朝那个方向、那个境界在想？
Why does Isaiah need to hear this proclamation and take it to heart?
为什么以赛亚需要听到这样的一个宣称，而且牢牢地记在心里？
And why do we need to hear this proclamation and take it to heart?
我们为什么要知道这个宣称，而且要记在心里？
It is because we are always in danger of regarding someone or something other than God as holy.
就是因为我们经常处于一种危险的境地中，我们喜欢把某些人或者某些事当作是 holy 的，当作是圣洁的。
We must take holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty to heart, because we are all in the danger of flirting with idolatry.
我们必须要永远记住这个圣洁、圣洁、圣洁是我们的主，是我们的主，牢记在心，因为我们经常会接近拜偶像，或者是已经在与偶像共舞。
And indeed, perhaps we are already dancing with idols. For Prophet Isaiah,
很多时候我们已经是在与偶像共舞。对于先知以赛亚来说
，There was a danger of regarding an earthly king as holy.
他有一个潜在的危险，就是他把这个属地的这个君王当作是圣洁的。
And as God's prophet.
作为神的先知
He must be confident that the one who truly reigns is the holy God.
他必须要确定那个真正掌权的是神。
Because in chapter 6 verse 1 we are told with this opening line, in the year that King Uzziah died.
因为在第六章第一节就提到乌西亚王驾崩的时候。
Who is this King Uzziah?
这个乌西亚王是谁呢？
Well, he is the king of Judah.
他是犹大国的王。
And he followed God's way when he first became king when he was still a young boy.
当他初登基的时候 他还是一个很年轻的人，他那个时候是真正的在跟从神。
But this King Uzziah later was punished by God with leprosy because he tried to assume the role of a chief priest.
但是后来乌西亚王他想要取代祭司的职责，被神惩罚，他得了大麻风。
He in his pride he rebelled against God's established order of kings and priests.
因着他的骄傲，他违背了神所创定的秩序，就是君王是君王，然后祭司是祭司。
Nonetheless, during the time of King Uzziah's reign,
但是不管怎么样，在乌西亚王在位的这些年
，there was prosperity and stability not seen since the days of King David and King Solomon.
他几乎是重创了大卫王和所罗门王之后的罕见的那种稳定和繁荣。
So you could imagine the people, perhaps including Prophet Isaiah, saying, "Wow, the golden age of God's people has arrived yet again."
所以我们可以想象以赛亚或者是当时的这个犹大民，他们都会在想，哦，这个美好的黄金时代又再次来临了。
Israel is made great again.
以色列再次被建造的强大起来。
And now with the king's death, there is crisis.
而当这个乌西亚王驾崩之后，就有这么样一个危机。
Or at least there are questions.
或者说不谈危机，至少是有这样的问题。
Questions about the future of the nation.
关于这个国家的命运将来。
What's going to happen to us now?
现在接下来将发生什么呢？
We have such a fabulous king, and now that he's gone, what's next?
我们曾经有个这么好的王，现在他死了，那么接下来会发生什么？
God's timely reminder to Prophet Isaiah is this, I am alive, God is not dead.
而在这时神的启示就及时的临到以赛亚，对他说，我活着，神没有死。
If you are asking what's next, perhaps God is answering, I am continuing.
如果你问接下来会发生什么，神的回答是我一直在这里做事。
That Isaiah, as God's prophet, needs to remember that it is God who reigns.
以赛亚作为神的先知，他必须被提醒说，神一直在掌权。
Whether in turmoil or in prosperity, God reigns.
不论是在动荡的年代，还是在繁荣的年代，神一直在掌权。
That He is alive, He is not dead.
神是活着的，他是不会死的。
And he is on the throne, and we must remember that the Lord himself alone is worthy.
神坐在宝座上，我们必须记着神是配得的。
It is the Lord who occupies the throne.
坐在宝座上的是神。
Here the word the Lord means Adonai.
在这里这个用 Adonai 这个词来形容神。
And as we've said earlier, it's a reminder that God is the sovereign one.
而这个词所表达的就是说，神是那个全知的、全能的、掌权的。
He has the authority to decide and demand.
他有这样的权柄来做出决断，并且来给发出命令。
At the same time, he has the ability to execute and accomplish.
与此同时，他也有能力来实现这些决定，来完成这一切。
All is in his good hands.
所有的这一切都在神的大能的手中。
Here Isaiah describes that the Lord is high and exalted, seated on a throne.
在这里，以赛亚就描述到神是至高的，他坐在宝座上。
This is to affirm that God is sovereign.
在这里是再一次强调说神是掌权的那个。
And he follows that to tell us that the train of his robe filled the temple.
他也接下来说到就是他的袍的他的衣裳垂下遮满圣殿。
He is giving us a visual of the total majesty of God.
他给我们一个视觉的冲击，就是看到神的那个荣耀的形象。
So I thank God for news clips and also historical dramas.
Okay.
I thank God for news clips and historical dramas.
我非常感谢神，他给我们很多这种一些，比方说历史性的这种戏剧。
Because we no longer wear robes.
因为我们今天不再穿那种长袍。
I mean, we don't see presidents or prime ministers wearing robes.
我们也不再看到那些比方说总统啊，一些总理他们穿那样的。
But we at least continue to have records and images to remind us that back in the old days, the robe distinguishes the person to be with authority.
但是我们看到过很多图片，知道在古代的时候，那样的长袍是把这个。穿长袍的人和其他的人分别开来。
And the bigger the robe, the grander the king.
这个长袍。
Or the royalty, sorry.
这个袍子越长，它的那种华美、那种尊贵就越显著。
So tell me, whose robe is long and massive enough to fill the temple?
所以问大家说，谁的长袍有长到华美到？可以充满整个圣殿。
Which king or queen has ever worn a robe that would fill the temple?
哪一位国王或者哪一位王后，他们曾经穿过这样的长袍，他的荣美充满圣殿。
Isaiah now sees God in person, and he is brought into a refreshed understanding of what it means to say God is majestic.
而在此刻，以赛亚他真的亲眼地看到了神，他被提醒说，神是怎样荣耀、尊贵、华美的神。
And if that's not enough,
如果那个还不够
，there are these heavenly creatures called seraphims behind or flying above the Lord.
还有很多这种天使，他们在飞在附近飞。
The description that Isaiah can give for these heavenly creatures is simply the burning ones, which is what it means to say seraphim.
在这里呢，以赛亚用这个撒拉弗这个词来形容这些天使。这个字面的翻译其实就是那个正在燃烧的。
And the other perhaps description that he can give us is that these heavenly creatures they have power.
他也想描述给我们听，就是说这些。天使他们是大有能力的。
Their voices cause the doorposts and thresholds to shake.
他们的呼喊的声音就使得门槛的根基震动。
I can tell you that if all of us are to scream at the top of our voice, this building will not budge.
我可以告诉大家说，即使我们在座的每一位都用最大的声量来喊，这个地基也纹丝不动。
But then sometimes if you've been to a concert and you hear the megaphones blasting, you go, oh, my heart is just dying because it's trying to change a rhythm to the music, maybe that gives us a glimpse of the power of these creatures.
有的时候我们去参加音乐会哈，听到那个麦克风传来很大的声音，我们就感觉到心跳的特别快，似乎这个心跳的频率要和那个声音来接近。只有这个才能让我们有一点点感受，就是说这些天使的声音有多大。
But yet these powerful creatures, they're subservient to the Lord.
但是即便这样大的能力，这些天使他们是全然的敬拜神，顺服神。
They are assuming the positions of servants when Isaiah describes they are above him or essentially behind the throne.
而这些天使的位置呢，他们在附近飞，在宝座的后面，其实它表达的是一个听命的一个仆人的一个位置。
That they are awaiting the command of the Lord.
他们都在等待神发出命令来。
And even though they may have dignity, they have their face, they're covering their face because it's not worth looking at. Look at the Lord.
这些天使即使是大有能力，但他们是遮着自己的脸，因为他们不配来直接面对神。
And perhaps they themselves, they're not worthy to look directly at the Lord.
因为他们不配直接来 看神。
And they are also to cover their feet because they submit their ways to the Adonai.
而他们遮住自己的脚的含义是说，他们把他们的所行的路完全交托给神。
There are other scholars who have also said that they're covering their feet because it's a covering of their shame. They feel that in before this holy God, wow, they're just not worthy.
也有学者说，他们之所以要把这个脚遮住，是因为他们自惭形秽，他们觉得他们不配在神面前。
So God is reminding Isaiah.
所以神在这里再次提醒以赛亚。
And perhaps He reminds us here today also.
可能也是借此来提醒我们。
That whether the nation's whether the nation is prosperous or stable, that is not the main concern.
提醒就是说，不管这个国家是不是繁荣，是不是稳定，这个不是最重要的。
The main concern remains that the soul worships God with unwavering faith.
最重要的是整个国家用一个不摇动的信心来敬拜神。
Whatever the circumstance, God is still sovereign.
无论境况如何，神一直是掌有主权的。
God tells Isaiah, God tells us that He is alive, He is enthroned.
神告诉以赛亚，也告诉今天的我们，他活着，他坐在宝座上。
That the proclamation of the seraphims are still to be the song of God's servant and God's people.
而所有这些天使的呼喊，也应该是今天神子民的一个颂歌。
The way that we sing,Holy, holy, holy, the Lord Almighty this morning.
也应该是我们唱圣哉圣哉圣哉全能大主宰应有的心态。
Furthermore, look at where God is dwelling.
进一步来说，我们看神他住在哪里。
He reigns from the temple.
他在圣殿里边掌权。
This is to tell Isaiah, I am with you.
这也就是在告诉以赛亚说，我与你同在。
Because the temple is the appointed center of the life of God's people.
因为这个圣殿就是说指定的神与人同在的地方。
And God is still there in the temple, filling the whole temple with His glory.
神仍然在那个圣殿中，而且他的荣光充满了圣殿。
And the glory is the weight of God, the significance of God.
而这个所谓的荣光就是神的这种尊贵的华美的这么一种彰显。
The seraphim sings that the whole earth is full of his glory.
这些撒拉弗们说神的荣光充满全地。
Isaiah sees that his glory fills the temple.
以赛亚看到神的荣光充满了圣殿。
He tells us that God is bringing all to his people.
也就表示说神仍然是把他自己完全的赐给他的子民。
That me as your God, I am still with you as with the rest of creation.
就是说我作为你们的神仍然与你们同在，也与世界上的其他的所造之物同在。
As God's servant,
作为神的仆人，
God prophet Isaiah was reminded to see God as biggest.
以赛亚被提醒说神是那个最大的。
As greatest.
是最伟大的
as holy
是那个最为圣洁的
and this holy God is very 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 much still in control
而这位圣洁的神仍然今天仍然是掌管一切
and is very 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 much still with his people
而且他今天仍然与他的子民们同在
we may not fully understand how that is in operation
我们未必完全了解这个是怎么样运作的
but we do not understand a lot of thingsNonetheless,
但是我们其实有很多事情都不明白。
And yet God is prompting us on one thing that we do understand.
但是神在告诉我们一件事，我们也是确实明白这件事。
He is God.
他是神。
We are not.
我们不是。
And our faith is to be on God alone.
而我们的信心是完全要在神身上。
Is God thinkably great for us?
神对我们来说是不是可以想见的那样的伟大
Then perhaps our God is too small.
如果我们可以想象的话那么我们的神就太小了
But perhaps we can try an exercise and try to just describe how great God is.
我们可以试着做一个练习来试着描述神有多么伟大
And perhaps as like Isaiah, we will encounter the finiteness of our words.
然后我们就很可能像以赛亚一样，我们会意识到我们言语的有限。
We'll find that, oh, my intelligence is also limited.
然后我们也会发现我们的智力是有限。
And perhaps even our righteousness, if there's any.
而且尤为是我们的这种正义正直，如果有的话，也是太有限了。
Because when Isaiah saw God, he said, "Woe to me!"
因为当以赛亚看到神的时候，他的反应是，我有祸了。
Seeing that this holy God enthroned in the temple,
看到这位圣洁的神坐在圣殿的宝座上，
he realized how sinful he is.
他意识到他自己是多么的有罪。
Woe is me! I am ruined.
他说，我有祸了。我灭亡了。
Woe to you is a curse statement.
如果说你有祸了，这是一个诅咒。
Oftentimes it is for a prophet to speak to peoples or nations who are in rebellion against God.
这个话经常是先知对那些人民或者是国家他们不遵从神来说的。
But here the prophet turns this curse upon himself and say, me.
但是在此处先知以赛亚把这个诅咒用在了自己身上。
Because he now knows what it means to see total righteousness.
因为在此刻他知道了什么叫做全然的美善。
And for him, he just listed a small sin. He says, unclean lips. But even that is worthy of his death.
在此处以赛亚只描写了他的一个错，就是那个嘴唇不洁。但即使是这样一个小的错误，也足以让他无法在神面前站立。
When we walk with God, do we still also try to explain away some of our wrongdoings?
当我们与神同行的时候，我们是不是还在把自己的一些错误轻描淡写的带过？
In Chinese, we have a very powerful two little words.
在中文里边，我们有很强的两个字儿。
哎呀，
哎呀。
Why are you so angry? 哎呀，
你干嘛那么生气呀？
哎呀。
哎呀
，and 哎呀 just explains things away. It just diverts the entire accusation that you have sinned, and you're like, I don't know.
这个哎呀呢，就是好像当别人指责你的时候，你用一种语气词把人的指责完全就是打发掉。
Is there any weight in even what we think is a little sin when we come before a holy God?
当我们来到全然圣洁的神面前，哪怕我们意识到仅仅是一点点的罪，我们有没有意识到这个罪的严重性？
Isaiah now has a deepened understanding of his unworthiness before God.
在此处，以赛亚全然的认识到，在圣洁的神面前，他是一个不配的。
This is not his first day as God's prophet. He is already God's prophet when King Uzziah was alive.
当乌西亚王在位的时候，以赛亚已经是一个先知，所以说他今天不是说刚刚作为一个先知。出现。
But now when he has that grand view of God's holiness, he goes, woe to me.
但是这一刻当他看到神的全然的圣洁美善的时候，他不由自主地发出这种哀叹，就说我有祸了。
He sees himself as sinners, he's the same as the people of God.
他看到了自己就和神的其他的子民是一样的。
Just imagine we are all now wearing white blouses or shirts.
我们想象一下，现在我们每个人都穿的白衬衫。
And it's very precious to you.
而且是一个非常宝贵的衣服。
To keep it clean.
我们要把它保持的干净。
And I just suddenly go crazy and like catch up.
然后我忽然之间恶作剧，然后把一个西红柿酱甩给大家。
Would you be glad and say, "Wow, patterns on my white clothes now"?
你会很高兴的说，哇，这个洒出来还是有秩序的，有一个模式的。
There was one time with a group of friends.
我有一次和一群朋友在一起。
My friend, who's a mom, was wearing white trousers.
我朋友的妈妈穿的一个白色的长裤。
Her little toddler was sitting on her lap.
她的两三岁的小孩坐在腿上。
Next thing we know, the food flipped over.
然后接下来发生的就是整盘食物就打翻了。
The kid was crying.
这个小孩在哭。
The mom was crying, my pants!
然后这个妈妈在说，哎呀，我的裤子。
Because against the white, every little speck becomes very clear.
因为在一个白色的背景上，任何一点的瑕疵都看得清清楚楚。
Facing the total righteousness of God, Prophet Isaiah now is clear on his depravity.
在这个全然圣洁的神面前，以赛亚真正的认识到了自己的败坏。
I am a man of unclean lips.
我是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
The same as my as the God's chosen people.
我和神的选民是一样的。
We all need.God's forgiveness.
我们都需要神的赦免。
In fact, we are ruined. We are to be silenced.
事实上，我们灭亡了。我们应该是被，就是彻底的沉默。
And this silence is the silence that comes after death or a disaster.
而这个沉默是经历了死亡或者是灾难之后的那种寂静。
And at the same time, Isaiah is saying, "I live among them," meaning I did not separate myself out away from the sinfulness.
以赛亚说我住在嘴唇不洁的民之中，其实它意味的就是说我没有把我自己和他们分别出来。
I am to be silenced.
他说我应该是那个沉默的。
How can I be in the presence of a holy God with any hint of sin?
我有任何的罪都无法势立在神的面前。
There is no small sin small enough that does not require God's forgiveness.
没有一个罪小到一个地步他不需要神的赦免。
God will not look at any of our sin and go, 哎呀。
神不会说看着我们的罪然后说哎呀没关系了。
And so Isaiah understands that even more now.
所以此刻以赛亚更加理解到这一点。
But now he's going to see a different side of God's glory.
但是他马上又将看到神的荣耀的另一面。
Not just the justice of a holy God, but the mercy of a holy God.
不仅是这个神的公义的一面，更是他怜悯的那一面。
Because now that he has recognized his depravity before God,
当他认识到在神面前他自己的败坏
，We see that God immediately was on the move to forgive and to cleanse.
我们看到神立马做出回应，就来洁净他。
Isaiah goes, "Woe to me!" And then the seraphim was flying toward him.
当以赛亚说哦，我有祸了，马上这个撒拉弗就来到他的面前。
That the forgiveness comes at exactly where Prophet Isaiah specifically knew he had sinned against God.
而且这个救赎，这个赦免，正是来到他认识到他犯罪的那一点。
I am a man of unclean lips.
就说我是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
Here comes the forgiveness on your unclean lips.
而马上来到的赦免就是洁净他的罪。
Because the live coal from the altar where the sacrifices are made,
在这个献祭的这种祭坛上，这个拿了一个火炭。
God uses that to now clean Isaiah's lips.
神用那样的炭来洁净了他的罪。
Where we have fallen is where God will lift us up.
我们摔跤的那一个点。就是神把我们扶起来的那个点。
That he will reconcile with us in our repentance.
当我们悔改的时候，神与我们和好。
Just as God does not overlook each sin,
正如神不会忽视任何一个罪。
He does not overlook each repentance, no matter how little we think the repentance is.
我们任何一个悔改，哪怕是非常微小，神也不会忽视。
Because God is just,
因为神是公义的
and God is also gracious and merciful.
神也是充满怜悯，充满恩典的
He gives us the opportunity to turn back to Him in honesty and faith, even though we are undeserving of that opportunity.
即使我们不配，但是神也给我们这样的机会，让我们可以回转来归向他
And at the same time, He withholds His immediate punishment on our sins when we are deserving to be silenced.
虽然我们配得那个惩罚那个死那个沉默但是神不把这个灾难惩罚立刻降到我们身上
So overwhelmed by the holy presence and authority of the Adonai
所以当以赛亚被这个与神的同在这种他非常震惊的时候
And now taken in by the holy justice and mercy of the Lord Almighty
而且他也开始感受到神的那个公义那种怜悯
The prophet Isaiah could not but commit himself to serve this king and this king only
所以以赛亚他唯一的选择就是服侍神而且服侍这位唯一的真神
With the mouth that is cleansed prophet Isaiah said Here am I, send me
当他 嘴唇被洁净之后，他发出的呼喊就是我在这里，请差遣我。
And we will say to God, send me because holy is he and woe was me.
而我们的回应也应该是差遣我，因为神是圣洁的，过去的我是有祸的。
Yes, I am a sinner, but yes, I am redeemed.
是的，我们是一个罪人，但是我们已经被神救赎了。
We live in a tension of woe is me and woe was me. We live in that tension of woe is me and woe was me.
我们活的一个时态是我们曾经是有祸的。
同时间我们也是有祸的，
这两者我们现在也是有祸的。
Because we say, well, love them I by the Lord now.
但是我们可以说现在我们是得到了神的爱。
And secure them I by the Lord now.
我们现在我们有神，来自神的安全感。
Accepted them I by the Lord now.
我们也被神所接纳。
So send me.
所以派遣我们。
It is not something that we walls in like, yo, look at me, good, send me.
不是说我们非常趾高气扬的说啊，我很棒哎，你派我去吧。
And it's not only out of gratitude to say that, wow, Lord, you have spared my life, and so now my life is yours.
也不仅仅是出于一种感激，就是说哦，神你救赎了我，赦免了我，所以你派我去。
But on top of the gratitude, there is affection.
在这个感恩之上，还有一个认识。
There is passion to see God's holiness enacted.
是因为我们认识到神的圣洁，而且对此做出回应。
Because we now know that God is greater than the greatest.
因为我们知道神是比那些最伟大的还要伟大。
And we know that we are sinners in continuous dependency of God's grace and mercy.
我们也知道我们都是罪人，我们一直需要来自神的赦免和恩典。
And with that, we no longer choose what mission we want to join.But we just say, no, Lord, I choose you and just have me do what you call me to do.
当我们意识到这一切的时候，我们对神的回应就是说，神啊，你派我去做你想要做的事。
And we are now doing it because we say, I can't believe God would send someone such as me.
我们的正确的态度就是说，我们不敢相信说神愿意派我这样一个不配的人。
Because for Isaiah, just a moment ago, he is to be silenced.
对于以赛亚来说，在一刻前他刚刚是要那个被杀的，被沉默的。
But yet a moment later he is not to be silenced.
而在一刻之后他不会再沉默了。
And so it is by God's mercy that his life is spared.
因着神的怜悯他的生命可以保留。
But at the same time he now has to speak for God.
而与此同时他要 用他的余生来宣扬神。
Because he knows that even though he does not fully understand what God is doing,
即使他并不完全知道神在做什么，
he recognizes that whatever God is doing, it is out of his holiness.
他就认识到不管神在做什么都是出于他圣洁的本性。
And here we are asked, trust in God.
所以在这里我们要学习信靠神。
The way that parents will ask children, trust in me.
就像一个父母对孩子说相信我。
You don't quite know the entire itinerary yet, but trust in me.
你还不是很清楚这个整个的情形，但是你要相信我。
Prophet Isaiah answered the calling not by evaluation of what the mission is.
以赛亚对这个呼召的回应不是说哎，先看看这个呼召到底是干什么。
It's simply hearing the Lord's voice and he says, here am I, I present myself to you, send me.
而是说当听到神的呼召他就出来说我来做你的工人你来派遣我。
There is no, all right, God, just tell me a little bit more and then, you know, let me evaluate.
没有说是神啊你告诉我我要做些什么然后让我来做出一个评断。
Let me kind of check my schedule, my preference, and then, can you change a little detail in this mission statement so that I then would join?
不是说哎，我要先看看我的时间表怎么样，然后呢，可能神啊，你还得改动改动细节，这样我才可以来服侍你。
No, there is simply a yes to the ask for a worker.
根本没有这样的讨价还价，就是一个全然的摆上，神啊，你要我做什么，我就做什么。
There is a mission, would you come on?
有这样一个使命，你愿不愿意
？You want someone? I am the someone.
你需要一个人吗？那我就是那个人。
You did not silence me, and so now I will not be silent about you.
你没有取我的性命让我沉默，那么我就不会再沉默。
You and I are right to proclaim both the justice and grace of God, not because we are perfect.
不是因为我们完美无缺，我们才可以宣扬神的公义，神的怜悯。
But because we are sinners redeemed.
而是因为我们是那个被救赎的罪人。
Even though we are not looking to the remainder of chapter 6,
我们不再读第六章的其他的经文。
You can read that Isaiah was sent to preach a message of judgment.
我们在其他经文里面就描述了以赛亚他出去来宣传一个审判的一个信息。
That it will be a message of God's fury against the sins of God's people.
他会宣扬神对他的子民的罪所发出的烈怒。
And we can be confident of that because we too know that we are sinners living among sinners.
我们也非常了解这一点，因为我们也是住在罪人中的罪人。
That we are well deserving of God's wrath against us.
我们神的烈怒其实是我们应得的。
But then Prophet Isaiah was also sent to speak of this sliver.Of hope that God is bringing to His people.
但是以赛亚除了宣扬这个审判的信息，他还给出一线希望。
God tells Isaiah to say that there will be a holy seed, there will be a stump in the land.
神告诉以赛亚说，就是那个树虽被砍伐，但是那个树墩子仍然存留。
Destruction is coming, but not in totality, for there will still be life.
这个败坏毁坏将要来临，但是这不是终结，还会留有希望。
And for us, we have been forgiven at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we say, the Holy Seed has come.
我们这些人被耶稣在十字架上所救赎，所以还有希望。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we are called to proclaim God's truth in the lands.
我们被呼召要在这块地上来宣扬神的真理。
It could be local, it could be foreign.
可能是在当地，也可能是在国外。
It could be with friends, it could be with foes.
可能是像朋友，也可能是像敌人。
It could be with family, it could be with strangers.
可能是像家人，也可能是像陌生人。
But the commission that Jesus now gives us prompts us to say, "Here am I, send me."
但是无论何等景况，神给我们这样的呼召，我们的回应就应该是我在这里，请差遣我。
Because that is the proper response toward the master of the harvest.
因为这是对一个收割的主所能做出的正确的回应。
So may it be that we can live aloud the gospel of Jesus.
希望我们可以大声地活出来这个福音。
On the one hand, we recognize that, wow, I am that sinful.
一方面说，我们认识到我们是那个有罪的。
That we're no longer saying, woe to you, woe to you, woe to you.
我们不会说啊，你们有祸了，你们有祸了。
But that we see that, oh, there is that plank in our eyes.
Plank.
梁木。
Oh, yeah. Okay.就是我们不要只看到弟兄眼中的梁木，
On the one hand, we come before God and say, "Woe am I?"
另一方面呢，我们到神面前说，我自己是有祸的。
But to understand that with such depravity comes the grandeur of God's forgiveness for us.
我们也要认识到，当我们认识到自己的败坏，随之而来的是神那个无比至大的救赎。
And we live for others to say, "Come and believe in Jesus."
而且我们也活着是为了吸引更多的人来相信神。
This is the Lord who loves me in spite of me.
我们向他们展示一个，即使是我这样不堪的人，神仍然爱我。
It's very easy for us to say, "Well, the Lord loves me because of me."
我们很容易说哦，因为我很棒，所以神爱我。
I'm a graduate of certain schools. I'm a leader of certain companies. I'm a pastor.
我们可以
so come and, sorry.
我们可以说啊，我是某某名校毕业，我是在某某公司做头的，我甚至是一个牧师。
It's so easy to appeal to that and say, "Come and believe in God's forgiveness." You're like, "Is there really anything to forgive in me?"
所以当我们宣传说啊，我们要来信这个神，他来赦免我们，那么 你这样说的时候，你有什么值得赦？你有什么是需要赦免的呢
？But we live, go out, and we recognize that if not for God's grace, we too are damned.
我们要认识到，我们也是那个罪人，我们也是那个要救蒙救赎的。
All the more we know we are unworthy, all the more the sweeter is God's holiness.
我们越是认识到自己的不配，越会体会到神那个救赎的。
All the more we see that God is God and we are not, we will love His glory.
我们越是认识到神是神，我们而我们不是，我们越会体会到啊神的大能。
Do we find Him increasingly beautiful in our Christian walk?
在我们作为一个基督徒与神同行的时候，我们是不是越来越体会到神的美丽
？Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹、朋友们
，Sorry, we will say to God, "Send me, because holy is He, and woe was me, was us."
我们要对神说，请差遣我，因为您是圣洁的，我是有祸的。
May our Christianity no longer be self-focused about making ourselves a, you know, more prosperous, more moral.
愿我们的基督徒生活不是一个自我中心的，求神祝福我们越来越成功，越来越顺利。
But that we first see that the Lord is high and exalted.
而相反，我们首先认识到的神是那个至高的。
And to be amazed that we can become more moral, more prosperous because God has grace on us.
而且我们是因着神的恩典，我们可以变得越来越好，越来越良善。
But importantly, to see that we are now a church commissioned by the Lord Jesus to bring the message of God's holy justice and mercy to many, many, many more.
而且更多的是认识到，我们作为 CCMC 一个整体，我们有这样的使命，把福音传给越来越多、更多的人。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our dear Abba,
亲爱的阿爸
it is by your zeal,
是因着你的热心
by the zeal of our Lord Jesus,
因着主耶稣基督的热心
that our spiritual appetite can be expanded,
让我们的属灵的胃口可以增加
that we can know you and see your holiness,
我们可以认识你，可以看到你的圣洁
that we can be persistent in our repentance,
我们可以我们可以在我们的悔改上能够坚持下去
Persistent in our proclamation of your truth
让我们能够持续的来宣扬你的真理
Regardless of whether people receive it or reject it
不管人是接受它还是抗拒它
So Lord as we come and take the Holy Supper
所以当我们来到你的桌前来领受这样的圣餐
Help us praise you for your glory
帮助我们来赞美你，赞美你的荣耀。
Help us take seriously the horrors of our sins.
让我们能够真正的认识到自己罪的严重。
Help us to give thanks because of the grandeur of your forgiveness and restoration.
而且因着你的赦免，让我们能够来真心诚意的认自己的罪。
And as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup,
让我们领受这个饼杯。
Let us remember the Lord who came to us to save us.
让我们纪念来到我们中间来救我们的主。
And let us take in the honor of the Lord's commission for us to preach the gospel.
让我们能够领受这个荣耀的使命，把福音传给万民。
And I now ask brothers and sisters to continue in silent meditation as we prepare ourselves for the bread and the cup.
让我们